Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a sign of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We could leave any day, call for help. We were guides, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk.
The big Alvin, story playing. Kind of the outskirts of sports and blogging sports figures is what's happening with Fox Sports. They have a scandal. We played Stephen A. Smith's thoughts on it. Joy Taylor prominently involved in said scandal. She is being accused of something really egregious. Allegedly, she is someone who, if it came down to it, would have accused someone of forcibly, I don't know how you put it other than assaulting her, to, she would have done that and it wouldn't have been true, and she would have used that to maintain her position. Allegedly, according to a lawsuit filed by Nushin Faraji, who is the hairdresser who has alleged that Skip Bayless offered her $1.5 million to sleep with her. So the Joy Taylor thing is ugly. That would be an ugly accusation. But for whatever reason, the internet has a bigger problem with her alleged relationship with Emmanuel Acho, just because the internet doesn't have kind words for Acho. It is what it is. We all know it, as guys, you may hold a woman in high esteem. It has nothing to do with you. But if you find out she's with some dude you think is corny or ain't got it like that, you will probably wrongly think of her in a different light, just the way our brains operate sometimes. That's the way the internet has reacted. Well, Jason Whitlock was part of Fox Sports for a while, and he has his own platform, and he spoke quite a bit about what's going on over there. Here is, I would say, the most outlandish thing he said about it. Here's Jason Whitlock on Joy Taylor.
I know what I'm capable of, and that big rack of hers that she showed off constantly, it's just, and that peanut butter skin, with that big rat, like, Jay, keep your distance.
So, the context is, when Joy Taylor was younger and he had a show, she made, I believe, appearances on that show, and it was a push, apparently, to make her part of the show. Like we saw with her on Colin Cowherd, like she was going to be a contributor. And according to Jason Whitlock, he made the decision early on to go, no, I know what I'm capable of. If the internet had a problem with Joy Taylor being with Emmanuel Acho, can you imagine how the internet would have reacted if they found out she was with Jason Whitlock at any point? And he is alleging that if he wanted to, it would have happened.
Yeah, it's Jason Whitlock's nobility that kept that from happening.
Him understanding that
his limits.
He was not someone who could control himself in that situation. So he had to decide early on that, hey, I guess she is putting me in a position where if I decided I wanted to pursue something, she'd be a willing participant. So I got to stop because I know what this could do to my career. That's what he's intimating.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't there. I can't speak to whether that's true or not. But I just know if she had put a, if she was going to add Jason Whitlock to her past relationships, that's the best way I can say it.
If that would have come out in the
in the lawsuit, forget about it. She's finished. She's cooked. The internet would have cooked her until the internet no longer existed.
Peanut butter skin.
Oh, let's get to what he said. That stuff is egregious. Yes, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know why you would put it that way. I don't know anyone that says rack in that context anymore. It's really
that is something that that feels not that old timey because like I don't know it's not super old.
He has not updated his language, I would say.
Yeah, I don't know the last time I've heard rack
when it's not about ribs.
Yeah,
like who's the Al Bundy? I can't remember anyone saying that in the last 15 years in a serious way. You might
going to say it's like
you might say
they
that over the top as a joke.
Yeah, like in Dodgeball.
Yeah,
they said that,
but not in a way where he's talking about how noble he was not to fall under her spell. All right, there it is. I'm sure more will be said, and more will come out about this.
It is funny that the two people willing to comment, put their name on it, comment on it on their show. It's like Stephen A. Smith and Jason Whitlock. It's like, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. That's who we've heard of, or heard talk about this. Meanwhile, Acho and Joy Taylor are on FS1 right now. Or not right now.
I started yesterday's show saying I was going to FS1 to see what was going on.
They're both on.
Yeah,
on.
Throughout the day, they both made their regular appearances.
And they've both like tweeted like obviously clips from the show and stuff. Or okay. I don't know if Joy Taylor has, but I know Emmanuel Acho has. And just like, nope. Head down.
Yeah, just
charging through.
You can't talk about the lawsuit in any way.
I think
so
Skip
you just
Bayless.
Keep charging on.
Skip Bayless tweeting through it, just tweeting about Sam Darnold's not him or whatever. Yeah, but Stephen A. was like, I got time for this.
Wow.
You know what? Skip, I got you. No problem.
You're too cheap.
I know you
ever
can't say anything. I'll defend you.
You're too
He's
cheap
too cheap.
To ever have done anything like this. Although
pay
I don't
it.
Really know, but I will tell you in his favor, he's too cheap to ever have tried to pay for that.
He'll beg for it, sure, but pay for it, no.
Yeah.
Because that's like part of the allegations.
Yes, that he would not.
He was
this happened over years.
Yeah, that he was like inappropriate.
For years,
before
yes.
turning over the checkbook.
He realized his charms had no effect on her. And he decided money might be the only way he can get that done.
He must have been stunned when his charms had no effect on her.
Yeah, Skip Bayless not known to be turned down, apparently. Married man, by the way. Caveats, throw them all in. We have no idea. But that's the story. And people who worked at Fox Sports are talking about it. Shannon Sharp mentioned it, too. He said, why do you guys keep looking for me? I'm not mentioned in the lawsuit. Stop mentioning me. Stop talking about me. This ain't got nothing to do with me. Well, the only thing we have of Shannon Sharp and Joy Taylor is seeing them at, like, a Dodger game or something together, like, 10 years ago or so.
Yeah. I think if I had one of these platforms, I think I would take the Shannon Sharp approach of being like, I want no part of this.
Yeah, really.
I do not want to throw my hat in the ring.
I'm not defending anyone. I don't know anything. I'm not involved. My name's not mentioned in the lawsuit. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to talking about whatever I talk about with Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah, if I was like Stephen A., I would just be like, hey, listen. Obviously, work with Skip for a long time. I know him. Don't believe that's in character, but we don't know. I don't know. I wasn't there. That's all I'll talk about.
I will
about.
Wait for more evidence to come
I would not,
to light.
I would not be like, I don't know. Again, $15. This guy never paid for lunch once when we ate out.
And you think he's going to go 1.5?
Please.
The man wouldn't put a burrito on a pedestal. You think he's going to...
It's like those football players or basketball players that still drive like a 1995...
Like Kawhi? Like,
yeah, it's like yeah. Toyota Corolla.
Sure.
It's like Skip Bayless' car doesn't even have Bluetooth in it. You think he's going to...
But we know he spends money. He's all... Those Jordans that he always is wearing. He always talks about how much he loves those Jordans. So we know he will spend money on
chain.
We know he will spend money on something, even if it's performatives. This allegedly is out of character. We don't know. We will see. LaSalle, I see you. I'm sure you'll add a very serious tint to this conversation when we come back. So we've got all the personalities from Fox Sports out of the way. We'll get back to some Texan stuff and some Astro stuff. There is a pitcher who is healthy. I know that's a shock when it comes to the Astros, but there is a pitcher who is healthy who may have decided that whatever price the Astros thought they could get him at, that's not the case anymore. We'll get to that when we come back. We'll hear from La Salsa as well. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
The Del Olalea Show continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's your host, Del Olalea.
We'll get to La Salsa here, then we'll get to the Astros story. If you want to call in, you can. 713-780-3776. La Salsa, what's up?
Hey, Deportes, gentlemen. Well, happy New Year. I'm glad all y'all are back anyways. Anyways, I had the little mijo in the car, and he wanted to know what nice rack meant. Can you explain?
No, because I think we all know what that means, and no one believes there's actually anyone in your car. At least not anyone who doesn't know what that means. So, no, I won't explain it. I rarely refuse requests, but that one I will. We all know.
I feel like when I learned what that meant, I just immediately, like, you just immediately know it, like, through context. Like, there's, like, by the time you're around or you're watching something where someone mentions the word rack, nice rack, I feel like you're already of an age where you're like,
yeah,
got it.
Yeah.
Got it. And no explanation needed.
There's no chance, even if you did have your nephew in the car, that you haven't said enough things that he doesn't take context clues for what that is. He's been around you too much,
yeah.
La Salsa, to not know.
He knows what peanut butter skin means, though. Cause that's, you know.
I think that's less likely that he knows why anyone would be described that way. I think that's the more disturbing thing for me.
Peanut butter skin?
Yeah, I've never heard that.
I've heard caramel. There's something
mocha.
About that that is like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
saying
so
that
weird.
And being earnest about it, it's just weird.
Yeah.
Like, when I say it, I'm saying it in a disgusted, joking tone for the most part. When he does is like a very serious one. Ugh, enough. What are you doing? People can hear you.
Have some shame.
Yeah, come on. You've already said the rack thing, and you're gonna add on? You're going to double down with the weirdness? Okay, there's Jason Whitlock for you. See, this is what I'm saying. If that was real and Joy Taylor was willing to be in a relationship with him, trust me.
Man, imagine.
No, she could not come back from it. For all the things that are being said about her, she can pretty much come back from it. Even if she has to take a step away from Fox Sports, at some point, Joy Taylor will make a triumphant return. Not if the Jason Whitlock stuff actually had any viability behind it.
Yeah. She's definitely going to have to take a step away from Fox Sports.
If this has found out to be any sort of true, particularly the claims from Ms. Faragi that she wasn't very receptive when she was talking to Joy about being bothered by Skip and others. We will see how that plays out.
Yeah.
Okay. Less scandalous, more important to the future of your Houston Astros. Hunter Brown, the pitcher in question who is healthy, had a good year last year, and the Astros by a good year last season, but before last season, the Astros wanted to potentially extend him, do one of those Bregman deals, the Yordan deal, where you give him money early and make him happy, and then you have him for an extended amount of time on, well, a cheaper deal than he would sign in free agency, certainly. We see that Bregman got one of those deals, and he's still walking away at this point. Looks like the Tigers, Red Sox, and Blue Jays are the front runners for his services at this point. There was mutual interest in an extension. This was before Hunter Brown became a legit rotation piece, a guy you can actually depend on as one of your top three starters. The deal never happened, and now Hunter Brown is going, actually, you know what? Now I'm good. The old price ain't the same as the new price. So the Astros tried. They could not agree on a price. Now Hunter Brown has said, I'm pretty good. You're not going to get me on one of those team-friendly, pay me more money earlier than I would have gotten to keep me around longer. Now I'll get the free agency. Now he's got our arbitration years still remaining. But Hunter Brown's another guy who's very early in the process is telling the Astros, I'm going to get the free agency. We'll see how this goes. You can commend them for trying. They couldn't get it done. And as Hunter Brown continues to improve, as we hope, the price tag will go up. You've got him for years. But the way apparently it's being approached, he is going to take you for however much he can, which is what free agency is about. And we know that any player who approaches it that way, we can wave goodbye to. Now, I would just tell you, we're just get comfortable with Hunter Brown not being a long-term Astro. If he's as good as what he showed last year, he's going to get a deal that says, so long, farewell. Just how we operate right now in this town.
Honestly, I'm kind of okay with that. I'm okay with the Hunter Brownness of it, where it's like a little bit of it is what we're talking about basically since like June 1st on, he was good or he was awesome. But we are talking about less than an entire season.
Not a long track record.
And so I understand on both sides why this wouldn't happen. I understand why it's a hard deal to agree to for both sides to feel like they're getting fair value of, you know, either I'm going to have to pay you like an ace and we don't really feel comfortable with that. And if I'm Hunter Brown, I want to be paid like an ace. So I don't want to take less. I don't want to take a discount on this. So I understand why it isn't made. This probably was something that should have been done, or, you know, if you wanted to do it, should have been done before last season, before he got a full year as a starter under his belt. I'm also not crazy about giving long-term money to starting pitchers, just with what we've seen, not just on this team, but just throughout baseball, how often these guys get hurt. But even on the Astros, Lance McCullers, Christian Javier last year, like you're paying him and he's not going to pitch for you basically for 2 years. That's where I'm actually fine with the Astros model of not paying any of the guys what they're worth if it's starting pitchers.
He'll be arbitration eligible in 2026, so you got time. But
yeah, also, this is very early. Like,
very early.
The goodbye tour of Hunter Brown.
Yeah, but he's already thinking about.
Of course, all these guys are thinking.
This is what you got to do. If you're fortunate, you might get a second deal, and that all depends on how long you sign your first, but it's how baseball's set up. And it clearly favors the teams early, and then the players try to make theirs on the back end and even make money when they're no longer anywhere close to being as valuable as the contract suggests they are. Just how it is. But Hunter Brown, already, this isn't a real story because of how much time is left, but it is interesting that, and this is from Chandler Rome, it is interesting that he is positioning himself to just, I'm going to let you guys know right now, We can knock all this stuff off. I'm going to be really good for several years, and when it comes down to it, you aren't going to be able to afford me.
Yeah, we're talking about him leaving, by the way, at the end of the 2028 season.
I'm telling you.
So
I said years, but it's the length of time is certainly a reason not to even be that concerned. I just do think it's interesting.
He's got a Tommy John surgery between now and then.
He is an Astros pitcher, just a pitcher in baseball in general. It just happens. But he is on the lookout for guys. I know it's 3 or 4 years away, but let's be clear. I'm going to be great, and you can't afford me.
Well, he also changed representation offseason.
Well, that is part of the
– And the representation part of the form, would
that
tell
is part
you.
Of the calculations as well.
Although – Other than Juan Soto, has Scott Boras been a good agent?
We'll find out what Bregman gets. He has not been the surefire as we're getting the – well, the weather is an issue. I can hear it in the background as Sean's mic's on. So I don't know how that actually plays out. I know the internet people who are listening to us on the stream and YouTube and Twitch can hear us. But I think the people who listening to us traditionally are done for right now, right? That's generally how it works.
Do you want me to turn on my mic while this is going on?
I don't care. What
okay.
Do we care?
Yeah, I think that's how that goes.
All right.
This is a weather alert. Texas emergency alert system.
As if you guys didn't know. The weather's a little harsh.
Put on a jacket.
I hope you guys aren't depending on us to inform you. You should have been able to just look at your phone
cover up that peanut butter skin and big rack with a jacket.
I wonder what our listenership as far as who has Peter Butter skin or not. Call in 713-780-3776. If you are classified as having peanut butter skin, we'd love to hear from you. I'm not sure how that'll play out.
Yeah. I don't know what I would classify my skin. Not peanut butter.
No. Has anyone compared your skin to a food product.
Yeah. What spread?
Yeah.
Would you say
are you more Nutella? Them? Are you peanut butter? Are you more of a nougat? A marshmallow fluff? What are you?
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone compared your skin to something you could be able to eat? You can call in and let us know. We got a couple more segments here to go. That number is 713-780-3776. We'll hear from D'Amico. He's very proud of his team. Oh, look, someone's calling in. You can tell us. We'll get to that person about how their skin's been classified by others when we come back.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
Understanding that not everyone's listening all the time, I asked a question right before we went to break and got a couple calls about it. So let me get you a frame of reference for it. Because maybe you came in on the Hunter Brown thing. You're like, what the hell is he talking about? This is Jason Whitlock from yesterday discussing why he stayed away from Joy Taylor, and then we'll hear from Gary and Jerome. Let's hear Jason Whitlock one more time.
I know what I'm capable of. And that big rack of hers that she showed off constantly, it's just, and that peanut butter skin with that big rack, like, Jay, keep your distance.
So that's the context. And I asked, hey, if you've ever been described that way before, doesn't have to be peanut butter, could be anything. Call in. And we got two people to call in. Let's go to Gary. Maybe you just want to talk more about Whitlock's tone and what he said, but what's up, Gary?
Hey, no, I've been told I have peanut butter skin.
Really?
Also, so she's not alone, but so I have that peanut butter complexion as well. And as far as a big rat, I'm an avid hunter. And so big rat in the hunting world, deer, you know, the deer, the rat. You saw that movie, The Red One with The Rock? The red one?
Sean has,
yeah.
Yeah, those deer, the Santa sleigh, they had big racks. So I thought that guy that called in earlier was wanting to know what a nice rack is and things like that. I can see where some people don't know what a nice rack.
That's...
Yeah, that movie Red One sets it up. So the reindeer have nice.
That's right. Thank you, Gary. You're right. I forgot about deer.
He's
right
about that. Yeah.
That is another way that term can be used. And Gary has been described as having that peanut butter skin. And maybe if he had just shot a deer, that big rack. And that peanut butter skin, forget.
Yeah. A picture of him with a big deer, and Jason Whitlock would be like,
look at that big rack and that peanut butter skin. All right, Jerome, you want to talk about this. What's up, Jerome?
What's up? Hey, so I just want to comment on Jason Whitlock. So I don't want to fat shame the guy or anything, but he's talking about racks. He's talking about peanut butter. I think he should have ate a sandwich before he got on and started commenting on the young lady. Maybe he would have been a clearer thought. He would have prevailed. But on another hand, I was told that I taste like pineapple. I've been told.
Nope. And of course, Sean's on the phone, so enough. Sean, you might have missed what that gentleman just said.
I have to dump it?
He didn't curse.
Oh, okay.
It was just foul.
I don't know.
I'll tell you off the air. There's no need for me to say it again. But it wasn't great. Woo, okay. I guess I should have expected something like that. And is this the same, Eric? I thought he already told you what he was described
as. Let's hear from him again.
Okay, it's your decision. Eric, you're back. What's up?
Yeah, I'm told to have like a honey mustard skin, you know. I'm pretty easy to spread as well. Mm. Also, a rack. I have a nice gun rack.
Yeah, that's another one.
One of my guns' name is Joy. It's a pretty nice rack.
I don't believe that. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. I'm glad people called in Well, maybe not the last two guys. But I am glad I'm glad people have called in to...
Oh, we didn't get Jerome's.
No, that's the guy I'm talking about. Jerome called in. He was the one who said the thing where I'm like, I'll say it off there. Okay. But there are different ways... There are different uses of the word rack.
There are.
Gun rack, deer, and then, of course, the way Whitlock was talking about.
Yeah.
Man. All right, there it is. I would invite more calls, but yeah. I don't know, man. Honey, I don't believe anyone said you had a honey mustard complexion. Who says that? I guess I asked who says peanut butter, and Gary told me someone does.
Yeah.
But honey mustard complexion?
Yeah. I guess I'm more of like an aioli.
Well, don't look at what Art said. He didn't say aioli. Although, I guess it's not complimentary, I guess, what he said. He said I'm Nutella. He dropped mayo on you.
Yeah.
Which is not true. I'm not gonna do what Whitlock did and start describing you.
It's generalizing.
Yeah, but it's not mayo. It's not. That would be a step too
far. That's a couple shades lighter.
Yeah.
A shade or two lighter.
That's a little insulting. Sean's been out in the sun. Speaking of that, before we move on, the Duke Mayo Bowl is part of bowl season. I would be not a great head coach for multiple reasons, but I would reject an invitation to the Duke Mayo Bowl for the possibility that I would win that game and then get Mayo dumped all over me. I can't stand it. It makes me throw up. So Sean doesn't make me throw up, so I'm going to say he doesn't have a Mayo complexion, but I don't know how the guys did it. The announcers, they dipped like an ice cream bar, I think, in Mayo. One of the guys nearly gagged. Not great for the promotion of Dukes.
Yeah.
But why are we putting ice cream in a chocolate bar, whatever it was, in Mayo?
Because they have to. I think this started a few years ago. I think it was Michael Jr., now that I think about it. I forgot who the other guy was. But they did that where they're like dipping Oreos and stuff into mayo. And every time Michael Jr. would be like, yep, this is awesome. Like, he was a true professional about it. Where like every single combination is like, I love it. This is incredible. But yeah, this guy couldn't quite, whoever, Jordan Rogers or whoever this was, couldn't quite sell it quite as much.
I'd be that guy. Like, guys, I love college football, but let's leave the mayo tasting to like my partner. I'm not doing this.
Or just
you don't
like,
want me to do it.
Can you send us to the Alamo Bowl or something?
Is Nutella sponsoring a bowl game or something? I mean, what are we doing? I'll have Nutella spread on some bread. I'll do that. I'll do all that stuff for
you. I'll do Pop-Tarts. I'll do Cheez-Its.
Yeah, there's some easy ones. Mayo one's tough for me.
I mean, I could, but like I wouldn't want to.
I couldn't.
It would definitely be a job, you know? I would go into it being like...
Yeah,
here we go.
Pop-Tarts, easy. Nutella, if they don't have a bowl, easy. Cheez-Its, easy. Remember when Buffalo Wild Wings had a bowl?
Oh, my gosh. Outback. I would love to do the Outback Bowl. Oh, my God. I would have an entire Bloomin' Onion like in the first half. That would be my gimmick. It's just I am calling the game while I'm eating a Bloomin' Onion.
You're the guy who the gimmick is, and they'll accept it.
Or maybe the second half.
Particularly if it's a blowout.
And if the starting quarterback decides to quit at halftime.
He decided to quit 2 weeks leading up to the game.
he decided to quit at halftime.
Not at halftime.
Way before.
Yes, he decided halftime. He was done at halftime way before. It didn't happen in the locker room at the game.
What I'm saying, when I'm describing it in the least charitable way to Cam Ward, future Tennessee Titan, what I'm doing is the second half of these games. Come on. Guys opt out. I'm gonna have a Bloomin' Onion. That'll be the carnival act
on air. While I'm describing Emory Williams handing the ball off for the sixth consecutive time, I'm gonna be eating my Bloomin' Onion.
I'd be like, can you mix in a pass so I can stop the clock so I can have some time to finish this?
Yeah,
thing?
It's definitely gonna be incomplete. Maybe we can go to a timeout because you guys punt it because you decide to throw the football.
Oh, Chick-fil-A Bowl.
That's a great one too. There are some options. I think as far as food products, Duke's Mayo. Sorry, Duke's Mayo is the worst option.
I know a wasabi Fenway Bowl. It's not wasabi like the sauce, but
I will put wasabi on.
It's hard to do that in bulk, though.
Now you're just trying to punish someone, which I guess the mayo thing is too. If you don't like mayo, and we should have known that Will Levis. Well, I don't know who is more insulted by the connection, the mayo because Will Levis is connected to them. Or Levis because Mayo is connected to him.
Well,
which one got it worse.
So the Duke's Mayo Bowl is Duke's Mayo.
Yeah.
Will Levis is a Hellman's pitchman. So this is opposite sides of it.
He told a story about loving mayo and Hellman's got involved, right? Yes, that's how it went.
Yeah. I think it was like a pre-draft thing or he was like on a podcast or something. I think it's done more harm to Mayo than Will. Actually, no, it's worse for Will Levis because even like the friends of mine that like barely know football,
they know about this,
are just like, look at Mayo boy, Mayo boy over there.
Well, Mayo boy may have some competition coming up after the draft. We will see. We know he'll have a new GM. That news broke maybe about an hour and a half or so ago. The Titans have fired Rand Carthon.
Lockheed Martin Bowl. Fire some guns off?
Well, I was thinking more about food products, yeah. Okay. But yes.
AutoZone Liberty Bowl, fix a...
Hey, I needed
fix a tire.
I needed a new battery relatively recently. AutoZone would have... Did I get it from AutoZone? No, maybe my mechanic did. But hey, I don't mind it. We will see what's next up. The bowl games are going to continue. The names will be more ridiculous. I think the Chick-fil-A one wins as far as... If you had to go to a bowl and you were forced because of promotions to partake in the food, if it was a food-branded bowl game, Chick-fil-A wins.
Yeah. Potato bowl. Sneaky. Sneaky. Yeah.
Are they going to make you eat a baked potato? I imagine it would be potatoes? What are we doing?
It would be potatoes. How I would do is to show off the versatility of a potato.
Have all different options?
Yeah, to prepare it several different ways. So you're going to have some french fries. You're going to have some wedges. Like you said, baked potato, maybe a potato soup. Yeah.
Yeah. Potato's not bad.
Waffle fries. Oh, yeah. Fries in different varieties. It'll be a fry platter.
Crinkle cut. Whatever you might love, it'll be there waiting for you.
We got curly. Don't worry.
The spicy seasoning, it's all there for you because potatoes are versatile, as we all know.
Au gratin. Yes.
That's probably one that's underrated. Not a lot of people think of that, but not
a high usage on that.
That's
one.
A good pull for you. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's like Jimmy Butler against the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Stand in the corner. That's what au gratin is.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. I'll put up my six shots.
It's looking for a better situation.
Yes.
Which is a steakhouse. It's looking to be in a steakhouse.
Yeah, not in someone's freezer. Not for au gratin. We will see where Jimmy Butler lands. The odds on favorite is for him to land in the division with the Memphis Grizzlies. That's the favorite right now for Jimmy Butler. We'll see how that plays out. Bill Simmons, I gotta avoid this Bella twin dancing in front of me. If you missed that on the internet, Raw made its first had its first show on Netflix, so they brought all the stars out, including one of the Bella twins. Don't know which one it was. Much like the Cavender twins, I'm never going to be able to figure that out. Bill Simmons is sitting there while she's playing at a camera, doing a little dance and
shaking it. Yeah.
Okay, we can put it that way too.
Sorry.
Look at Sean Whitlock.
I was going to say that the Whitlock is strong in me.
Influenced you quite a bit. She's dancing in there in a way to provocatively get the camera's attention. And Bill Simmons, married man, not that that stopped Skip, allegedly, straight ahead. Got a little smirk on his face because he knows what's going on to his right. But, hey, honey, kids, I'm just here to watch some wrestling. Don't worry about me. I mentioned him because he said the trade's going to happen this week. He didn't say who was going to make the trade for Jimmy Butler. I think he might have mentioned the Spurs, but he didn't have a definite. He just said it's going to happen this week. So who knows? Maybe one of your division rivals shakes up the division by trading for a disgruntled star as the Grizzlies fighting with the Rockets for one of the top seeds in the West. Okay, we got one more segment to go. We will hear from D'Amico Ryans about his team. They have a playoff game against the Chargers coming up. Let's hear from D'Amico when we come back about what this team accomplished this season.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're back inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios with Del Olalea. I mean, you're not actually in the studio, but if you watch ESPN Houston's YouTube channel, it's kind of like you are. No, not really. Okay.
So I mentioned that, we'll get to the D'Amico thing here. Thanks to Joe George for informing me. This pop from Chris Haynes about 30 minutes ago. I mentioned that the Grizzlies were the odds-on favorite to acquire Jimmy Butler. How that matters and how people figure that out right now, I don't know. But the betting odds said they were going to get him. Chris Haynes, as I said 30 minutes ago, said the Grizzlies are one of the teams who have been informed that they should not be trying to trade for Jimmy Butler. He didn't elaborate on it on any of the other teams, didn't say that comes from Jimmy Butler's people. He just said league sources. So if the Grizzlies were thinking of trading some package of Brandon Clark and Marcus Smart along with picks or whatever, maybe it's a three-team deal, and they were doing it to acquire Butler, he doesn't want to play there, which is a departure from him telling the world, or at least through sources telling the world, that any team will do but the Heat. So maybe Jimmy Butler's not coming to the division, although I did say Bill Simmons mentioned the Spurs, so you never know. He thinks that's happening this week. Other people think that could go up to the deadline. He does have, I think, 5 more games on his 7-game suspension, which would elapse before the deadline, so he could be back with the Heat in a very awkward situation, or they could trade him in the next 2 weeks or so to avoid that scenario. We will see. Okay, D'Amico Ryans spoke about his team after their win over the Titans. As you might imagine, pretty happy to be in the playoffs. Here's D'Amico Ryans on what his team did this year.
For us, and everything I talk about for me is like owning the present moment. So right here, right now, I feel like our team has played really good football throughout the year. We've earned a right to play postseason football, which is always our goal. But I'm so proud of our guys for the effort, the mindset, the way they work to put us in position where we are now. Very proud of this team.
Proud of his team. You are not surprised by that. He is one of those coaches who definitely will talk about the moment week by week, as a lot of coaches do, maybe all of them do, as opposed to how we approach things. Like, did they improve? Is this team better than they were last year? He's going to be a micro guy. I think that's how you survive as a head coach. We have the ability to look at the macro and go, well, your division stunk. You certainly capitalized on that. And we talked early about everything in flux in AFC South and the Texans, their stability and their quarterback, despite maybe taking a step back or at least not a step forward this year, is clearly the best quarterback in the division. That's enough to win it. They're in the same spot as they were last year. 10-win team, didn't take to the final week this year because of how bad the division was, and you got a home playoff game against the Chargers team that a lot of people like in the game. I don't think as highly of the Chargers as other people do, and maybe it's just the simple matchup that people like, but I think the Texans win that game. But they don't fare well against good teams. So if we put the Chargers in the category of good team, even though they have some issues, then the Texans shouldn't be favored, because the one team they played well against, at least for most of that game, was the Bills, and they found a way to win. But as Sean pointed out earlier, they do, outside of being Lamar Jackson, they have made above average to good quarterbacks look bad in NRG. And they picked off Jordan Love a couple times too. Now, that was on the road, but they got after Jordan Love, forcing him to throw some picks. That's something he does, but they took part in that too. So good quarterbacks haven't been great in their home building. Hopefully that continues. We'll talk more about that as we get closer and closer to the game.
They made Anthony Richardson tap out. Maybe Justin Herbert's like, you know what, this is too much.
I would imagine we're never going to see that again from a quarterback.
Coach Harbaugh, please.
Unlikely. I like where you're headed, but it feels like that's a one-time thing. Quarterbacks have learned. It's better for you to lay on the ground and fake the soccer injury than do what Anthony Richardson did. It led to him getting benched. There are other things involved, but he got benched right afterwards. You can't. Nah. Herbert, for as much slander as I'm willing to throw at him, he ain't going to do that.
He hasn't played the Texans defense yet. Well, we don't know.
Actually, yes, this version of him. He did have some success. Was it a couple years ago?
2021. Yeah. Because I remember Mills.
He was throwing like 1 yard passes and Eckler was waltzing into the end zone. Yeah. That was those are the dark days.
Yeah. I remember thinking like, you know, Mills kind of outplayed him.
Yeah. It just so happens that the Chargers defense is competent while the Texans defense wasn't. So that's how that played out. Let's see if you believe this before we go. You mentioned, I think before the show, we talked about this, that Kirk Herbstreit is doing the thing where he pretends he didn't say something that he did. He is saying, hey, bias for the SEC. You know what's great? Having Notre Dame in there, having Penn State in there. It's great having Ohio State in there. It's great for the ratings. All these big brands, not these little schools from SEC country. That was not the contention. The contention was you were glazing, I guess, in favor of those little market teams as opposed to the SMUs of the world and Indiana. Well, he's gone on three. It's a show hosted by Andy Staples and Ari Wasserman, a couple college football guys, and disputed some of his alleged bias and also said he's deleted Twitter and his son does all the tweeting. So there is a Kirk Herbstreit account, but Kirk maybe doesn't know that. You can't say you deleted Twitter if your account still exists.
Maybe he deleted it off his phone.
Maybe that's what it is. I'm only reading it, the caption. I'm not hearing the sound.
Yeah.
So your son is the one tweeting about the dogs then. Is that what's happening? You're not giving him permission. You're not taking those pictures. Your son is doing that against your will about your dogs, and then it just happens to wind up on Twitter.
Also, Kirk
and your son's writing in your voice about your dogs. So your son's... Sons, you're like Vernon Maxwell. You don't write any of your stuff. You don't tweet any of your things. There's someone behind it, and it happens to be your son. You're like Woody Johnson.
Yeah, it's also like Herbstreit would like go back and forth in the comments with people.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a new – maybe this is like –
did it just happen because
– maybe since the –
because he called someone a clown. Was that your kid calling someone a clown?
Yeah, during
recently?
Like the ReliaQuest Bowl.
Yeah.
Like that was on New Year's Eve.
He was complimenting Michigan – for their win, and someone goes, oh, Alabama, SEC, and he goes, that's not what I said, clown. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, I think it was like, stop pushing those false narratives.
Clown or whatever.
Yeah.
So is his son doing the – maybe check the son.
I know.
Stop getting in fights with internet people if you are not the one doing it.
I mean, we know that Kirk Herbstreit's willing to use his dog for PR points.
That's true.
I didn't know he was using his son as a meat shield.
A shield.
For like – blame all the tweets on him.
If you have a problem with what's coming from my Twitter account, my son did it.
How old are your sons? I remember like when they were on game day, there's nine of them, and they would all
if
be
the Johnson
8 years
kids
old.
Who are teenagers can run the Jets, according to reports, even though Woody says that's not the case. Woody Johnson says that's not the case. And I guess tweet from a prominent College Football Voices account.
I forgot that one of them.
If you're the kid.
One of them did just commit to Michigan.
So. Is it the kid who committed to Michigan? That's why he was so upset about people coming after him after complimenting Michigan for winning?
You know what? We might have just cracked it.
All right. I'd rather the illusion and you keep tweeting about your dogs. That at least makes me more comfortable taking shots. Because if it's a kid, I'm probably not going to do it. Just how it is. Okay, we're done. Gallant and George are up next. Followed by the Killer Bees. I don't know if any of them have peanut butter colored skin. Actually, I do know they don't. Thankfully, because Jason Whitlock would probably talk about it. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And since we're done, what does that mean?
We did it!
We did. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.